3. The Ancients of Days. When mortals of time graduate from the training worlds surrounding the headquarters of a local universe and are advanced to the educational spheres of their superuniverse, they have progressed in spiritual development to that point where they are able to recognize and communicate with the high spiritual rulers and directors of these advanced realms, including the Ancients of Days. The Ancients of Days are all basically identical. They disclose the combined character and unified nature of the Trinity. They possess individuality and are in personality diverse, but they do not differ from each other as do the seven master spirits. They provide the uniform directorship of the otherwise differing seven superuniverses, each of which is a distinct, segregated, and unique creation. The seven master spirits are unlike in nature and attributes, but the Ancients of Days, the personal rulers of the superuniverses, are all uniform and superperfect offspring of the Paradise Trinity. The seven master spirits on high determine the nature of their respective superuniverses, but the Ancients of Days dictate the administration of these same superuniverses. They superimpose administrative uniformity on creative diversity and ensure the harmony of the whole in the face of the underlying creational differences of the seven segmental groupings of the grand universe. The Ancients of Days were all trinitized at the same time. They represent the beginning of the personality records of the universe of universes, hence their name, Ancients of Days. When you reach Paradise and search the written records of the beginning of things, you will find that the first entry appearing in the personality section is the recital of the trinitization of these 21 Ancients of Days. These high beings always govern in groups of three. There are many phases of activity in which they work as individuals, still others in which any two can function, but in the higher spheres of their administration, they must act jointly. They never personally leave their residential worlds, but then they do not have to, for these worlds are the superuniverse focal points of the far-flung reflectivity system. The personal abodes of each trio of the Ancients of Days are located at the point of spiritual polarity on their headquarters sphere. Such a sphere is divided into 70 administrative sectors and has 70 divisional capitals in which the Ancients of Days reside from time to time. In power, scope of authority, and extent of jurisdiction, the Ancients of Days are the most powerful and mighty of any of the direct rulers of the time-space creations. In all the vast universe of universes, they alone are invested with the high powers of final executive judgment concerning the eternal extinction of will creatures. And all three Ancients of Days must participate in the final decrees of the supreme tribunal of a superuniverse. Aside from the deities and their paradise associates, the Ancients of Days are the most perfect, most versatile, and most divinely endowed rulers in all time-space existence. Apparently, they are the supreme rulers of the superuniverses, but they have not experientially earned this right to rule, and are therefore destined sometime to be superseded by the supreme being, an experiential sovereign, whose vicegerents they will undoubtedly become. The Supreme Being is achieving the sovereignty of the seven superuniverses by experiential service, just as a creator son experientially earns the sovereignty of his local universe. But during the present age of the unfinished evolution of the Supreme, the Ancients of Days provide the coordinated and perfect administrative overcontrol of the evolving universes of time and space. And the wisdom of originality and the initiative of individuality characterize all the decrees and rulings of the Ancients of Days.